Many a time on this programme we have spoken indeed to Martin Regan, and Martin is driving an initiative forward in relation to accident prevention in the home, and the Health Minister is launching a home accident prevention strategy. Sadly, two people die each week in Northern Ireland as a result of accidents in their own homes. It is hard to believe. Let me speak to the Health Minister, Jim Wells. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's a very important initiative, this, and Martin, who I'm going to be speaking to and who you're fully aware of, has been driving his element of it forward in the past. But time and again, people are falling foul of these accidents, general accidents.
Yes, and I very much welcome Martin's contribution to this, because he's got very poignant and direct knowledge of the problems caused by blind cords. Well, what I can say is that people drop their guard when they walk into their home, but what they don't realise is that, in fact, the home is more dangerous than the roads. We lose two people a week to accidents in the home. We lose less folk to accidents on the road. So therefore, people need to examine their homes and see if there is anything that could lead to an accident or a serious injury. It's worth saying that in addition to two deaths per week, we also have 17,000 admissions to hospital as a direct consequence of accidents in the home. So it's a very serious issue, and yet most of them are avoidable.
They tend to be, don't they? Especially where you, for example, put bleach in a cupboard and a child consumes it. Time and again, we're reminded, do not have it down at child play level.
Yes, they're called liquid tabs, and they're very bright little balls of detergents or bleaches, which look like sweets to children. They're attractive. First of all, we'd need to be urging the manufacturers not to make them look like sweets, and secondly, that they're kept in kitchens which have a lock on them that children can't access. But it goes much wider than that, Frank. We have problems, for instance, with carbon monoxide. A very basic carbon monoxide detector costs between £15 and £20 and can save lives. Now, I have very direct knowledge of this because, unfortunately, my brother's fiancée was killed as a result of carbon monoxide, and nobody ever dreamt of fitting a detector. And you know, we've learned that terrible lesson. And also the blind cords, you can now fit new blinds which have got safety devices to stop children being strangled on them. So all of these are preventable, and I would encourage people to go into their homes and look carefully and check, is there something I need to do now?
Minister, just stay with me for a second, because Martin is a campaigner. Martin, do you feel you're making progress? You sadly lost your grandson to the blind strings on the curtains. Are you making progress, Martin, in relation to the campaign?
Well, first of all, good morning, Frank, and good morning, Minister. Yes, this new initiative now that's been launched this week is a great asset to what I've been trying for. As you know, Frank, I contacted yourself shortly after I lost my grandson, and I've been working ever since to try to promote the safety of window blinds in the house. When you come to an initiative like this here, where you've a lot of groups coming together and have now got the support of the Minister and the Chief Medical Officer, yes, it does make me feel that there is actually progress been made.
And you'll be aware that your campaign has one very important element to it, but you'll also be supporting a general campaign to make homes safer.
Oh, yes, definitely, of course, Frank. This is that's a fantastic campaign. It's aimed for children up to 5 years of age and for the elderly over 65. Window blinds, of course, for myself, is the most prominent part of the campaign, but also, as the Minister was saying there, the liquid tabs, the bleach, safety gates, fire guards, things get there. Yes, of course, everyone should check their houses now that things will be fresh in their minds with having this in the news today. You should go home this afternoon, check their houses and see what they have to do to their house to make it safe, both for children and for the elderly.
And what's your advice to someone who's still got the cords dangling on the blinds?
Well, unfortunately, that's the thing. As the Minister was saying, new blinds now do come with the safety devices. They fit them yourself, or the blind manufacturers are fitting them in the house for you. That is done. But unfortunately, there's hundreds and thousands of blinds around the country that doesn't have them. It's a very, very easy thing to do, a few ministers each window. And also keep furniture, beds, chairs, etc. away from windows. that these things are not they're not attracted to children.
Martin, thank you very much for coming on the programme again, Martin. Thank you for your time. And Minister, Martin had a tick sheet there of the examples of dangers. It's well worth doing a stock check on your home from time to time, isn't it?
And indeed, if you have children under five, you can get a free inspection, a safety inspection, where people will go, experts will go through the home and point out any risks that may occur. And the sad thing is, Frank, these deaths and injuries, I would say 90% plus are entirely avoidable by taking very sensible small steps, which would completely eliminate the risk. And so therefore, many of these deaths are absolutely needless. We also need to also look at the issue of falls with pensioners over 65s and the introduction of the panic alarm that goes around the neck, which allows pensioners to alert their relatives or their friends that they're in danger, because we do lose a lot of people under five and a lot of folk over 65 through accidents. And that's why the campaign is concentrating on those two groups of people, because they constitute the vast majority of people who arrive at hospital with serious injury.
Minister, one final thing. A couple of weeks ago, we had a long conversation with you about your wife, Grace, and the fact that she's been in hospital with two strokes. People constantly ask me, you know, did you hear how Jim Wells' wife is getting on? How is Grace today, Jim?
I'm pleased to say there's been quite a considerable improvement, Frank, over this last 4 days, and we're very hopeful as this progress continues, Grace's outcome much better than we feared. Could also thank you for the very sensitive way in which you covered that story. You were the first to broadcast it, and I've had a lot of reaction from your listeners, people wishing me all the best and offering help and assistance, which is very reassuring. We've been through a very dark month, I'll be honest with you, but I have to say the clinicians are telling me if the progress continues as we are at the moment, then that we're very hopeful, and you know, that we're getting out of a very difficult and dark situation. And once again, I would say we've had absolutely marvellous treatment from the consultants, the intensive care unit, the acute stroke unit at the Royal. I've seen every aspect of stroke care over this last month, and you could not be unimpressed by it. It is superb.
Minister, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
That's the Minister, Jim Wells. And thanks to Martin. Martin, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Frank.
Martin Regan, a campaigner on home safety. This is U105. Good morning to you.